that fellow's not down to mine and is nearer you. They call her high yaller, honey. She's a high yaller gal. That's true. They use those terms. But let me get back to this African girl. She had nothing to do with the Negroes. She catered to the Caucasians, and they were just, oh, just fly planes. And she did the African dance, and she had her, you know, her garb and what have you. But she had nothing to do with us. Mm-mm. Not one thing to do with us.
I guess they figured her was more respected.
That's right. But I have heard Africans on TV. I have seen them. And, you know, they've come over here. They've gone to Harvard. They've gone to the big schools here. They go to the biggest schools. They get educated, and they go back to help that people. But, you see, the whites, the Caucasians, have gotten in there. And they have tried to enslave different, they are in tribes. And they have tried to enslave certain tribes, certain groups of them. But I've seen them on TV, and they say, yeah, they don't call me Negro, call me black man. I'm black man, don't call me Negro. I'm not Negro, black man. It's a disgrace to be called a Negro. Mm-hmm. And he said, the white man, the Caucasian, he has come to my country, and he has exploited us. He has paid us a small labor to dig in the gold, and he's gotten diamonds, to dig in the mines, to get our gold. He has exploited us and got his wealth because he paid us poor labor. Paid him very small. So it's something to think about. But there are people who do nothing but exploit, this exploitation to become rich. Oh, if it's going to make a fool of me, I don't want money. I like money for what money can do for me. I want to earn it. I want to get it legitimately. I don't want to, I wouldn't take a pin. You give me what you want me to have. I will accept it and thank you. But I don't want to take anything.
Yes.
I don't want to take it. I don't think you can be blessed by, you're not supposed to steal. If you take it, you're stealing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And my mother would work on you. She caught me. My brother picked up an apple once. Boy, she said, I'm going to fix you so you won't even like apples anymore. Okay, what are we going to do?
Okay, a name for someone who lives out in the country and doesn't know much about town ways and so forth.
They are called country people.
Yeah. Any other insulting words or joking words for that?
Well, the people in the country, you don't find them in the country too much now.
What about a word like hillbilly?
Well, the hillbilly was referred to poor whites. Mm-hmm. Hillbilly. That is one of the, another one of the, referred to poor whites are called hillbillies.
Have you ever heard
what?
Bakra?
Never heard that. No.
Okay, what about the word common?
Well, a common...
Talking about a person.
When you refer to a common person, I have known a person's, their conduct or their character, saying that they are common as pig tracks, meaning that they are on a very low level.
What if you call a girl common?
If a girl is common, she has, her character is not up, she's very low, low character. She's common. She makes herself common. She doesn't care who she associates with. Either way, she cares nothing about her. She has no character. She's common. She goes with many boys, and they all have carnal knowledge of her. She's just common. You know, a word that my grandfather used to use? Strumpet.
Huh?
A strumpet, a woman, a loose woman. I have known them because, my grandfather says she's nothing but an old strumpet.